We've been getting to know the brand new record from Methyl Ethyl this week. Are You Haunted is coming to a close as your RTRFM feature record. But before we round the week out, Jake Webb is hanging out with you right now on Breakfast. Hello.
It can still be a feature in your life as long as you want it to be, really. So yeah,
in
it doesn't
our hearts.
Have to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, only on air. We do have to share another one next week. But I'm sure I can guarantee that it'll be played heaps.
Oh,
don't stress.
Well, thank you very much. I'll get that in certificate form I walk out.
Don't hold me to it. Nice to see you again. It's been about 6 or so months since you were here on Breakfast last.
I was wondering when it was.
It was a radiothon.
Yeah, cool.
Well, that could have been the year before. I'm not actually sure. Either way, nice to have you.
Yeah, always fun to be here. You know, Mount Lawley, the city, Northbridge, Perth, it's just so gorgeous on a morning like this.
We're pretty lucky because nobody's really awake at this time, or they're not out in the world at least at this time. So you've been soaking it up this morning. Did you walk here?
Yeah, I walked up here.
Nice.
So yeah, very nice.
First taste. Congratulations on the new record. It's really exciting. It's out. We've been playing it all week, been seeing it all over the place. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling really good. It's I'm proud. I'm proud of it. So it's nice to see it getting some love. And thank you very much for playing it and featuring it this week.
Always. Are You Haunted? It's a question that's sort of asked and reckoned with, I guess, across the tracks on the record. Is that a concept that you came up with before? Did that inform the music for this album?
Yeah, totally. I kind of often have ideas for album titles before I've written the record. So there's sort of would be a short list, and this one seemed to have kind of a richness to it as far as, and it kind of, I thought I'd be able to explode it out to be a bit more broad, you know.
Yeah.
And I was playing we played a show last night.
I know, very
which
exciting.
Which is the first show in 2 years, which is pretty amazing. And so we played the album in full.
Oh, wow.
From start to finish. For the first sort of section. And, listening to my own lyrics, I noticed just how many times I'd kind of woven that theme into, you know, sections of it.
Yeah.
That was the first time that reminded me. So, yeah, I think that's a good way to kind of keep everything on track.
For sure. It also makes it like a nice cohesive listen. You can sort of listen all the way through start to finish and feel like you've been, you know, like you said, on the right track or whatever. I want to talk a little bit more about the Perth Fest show that happened last night in a moment. But tell me, with this record, did you sort of make it all yourself at home and then share it with the band, or was everybody in on this one?
Oh, no, it was definitely because I suppose there was no band when, you know, more so than ever before when I started writing this album. So it was, in many ways, you know, it was a return to Perth. It was a return to a room that I'd recorded the first, you know, Methyl songs. Methyl Ethyl songs on a cassette, on a 4-track cassette tape machine thing. And And sort of, I wasn't thinking about the band at all, because why would I, when who knows when I was going to sort of play again next. So, yeah, I just kind of did it all, and then this is, yeah.
And then it happened.
Yeah.
It's so cool. How long did it take to, I guess, the band is now 6 people, right?
Yeah.
What's happened there? Have you padded it out with more folks? Who's in the live band
just
now?
Just was a change. I played Lyndon Blue, who you played just before, has a sort of slow ambient jazz group called Vanishing Island Group. And last year, Lyndon invited me to play in that group for a show, an esoteric show, underneath the Blue Whale in the New Museum.
Cool.
And that's where I met Julia Wallace and Talia Valenti. Well, I knew Talia before, but so then, yeah, just playing with them made me think, yeah, I might just change up a few things and invited two of the Padmanabhum brothers to come and play. And it's sort of just become what it is.
That's so fantastic. I feel like lots of people around the world are getting their ears around this record, and you've sort of involuntarily, or whether it was on purpose or not, have just shoved a whole bunch of other WA musicians out into the world. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, it's great. I mean, who knows? Maybe by the time this project, you know, is on its last legs and is about to die, I will have had everybody in Perth in my band at some stage.
Yeah.
And that's what's been beautiful. I am lucky to have been able to play with so many incredible musicians and meet new people and see other things. So it's really great.
Yeah, one of those people who pops up on the record and from one of the singles is Stella Donnelly, also obviously from WA. She also played briefly, I think, like, what, one Methyl Ethyl tour?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us, what sort of brought you two together on Proof? Is it because you were both here at the same time, or was there a reason for that collaboration?
Well, I mean, I've been asked this question a few times, and really the only answer I have is that Stella was just the first, when I thought, oh, I definitely want somebody else, another voice in this song.
Yeah.
To be sort of that
call and response
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Just Stella was the first person I thought of, and then I think it was fortunate that, yeah, we were both in town, and it just happened so easily that it's sort of, there is no story, but that's kind of the story.
Is that's
that
great.
It was just a sort of a no-brainer, and it was such a fun day to do it, to record it,
and then also like make the video clip as well, which I think like you kind of did all of those things, right? You edited it and directed it and started it.
Well, Jay Staples, who also is a fantastic visual artist, go check out his work. He's got a great eye, and he shot it. So I have to, and like the direction of it was collaborative in that sense, you know. But yeah, we did it. I edited it and loved it. But I don't want to seem like I'm trying to be Orson Welles over here or anything. But it was really fun to do. And yeah, another Perth thing, we just did it down at his studio on Parry Street, and Stella rocks up, and it's just sort of the three of us doing the thing.
That's so good.
Yeah, it's been a really, every part of this whole thing has been very kind of organic and just being in Perth and just getting it done, you know?
Yeah, it's almost like it's a bit Perth-centric, because you return to the home studio, you have this sort of new live band with all these local people that we love. Stella's involved, filmed in Parry Street.
Yeah.
I don't know, people will be listening to this and maybe won't understand all that context, but at least here we'll be loving it sick. So thanks.
Yeah, I mean, that is when people ask, like, what is it about Perth, what is it about the sort of community, that it's just it feels like when you kind of need or, you know, want to reach out to friends and talented people get things happening and done, you know, this is home for that for me. And yeah, I'm surrounded by incredible people, and I feel so fortunate for that.
We're joined by Jake Webb this morning. We're talking about Methyl Ethyl's Are You Haunted, your feature record this week. First live gig in a couple of years happened last night at Perth Festival. You got to play the whole record start to finish, and I got to have a bit of a peek inside the European Foods Warehouse, which is like the coolest space ever to put gigs on. What was it like being on stage there?
It was walking in yesterday afternoon, it took me by surprise. I mean, I was really excited when I heard that Perth Festival wanted us to play in that space, but yeah, it was so, I don't know the right, I just want to say it was so cool, because it just looks really great, and we're playing in the round, so sort
oh,
of
cool.
It's you can stand at any point.
Yeah. Have they like gutted it? Like, are all the shelves of like Dalmatis and beans and stuff
bocce,
gone?
Yeah,
yeah, they all gone.
Yeah, I mean it doesn't feel like you're in a warehouse, but it feels like a big, venue. They've done an incredible job, and yeah, thanks to Perth Festival for having us. It's and good on them for doing it.
Yeah, I'm almost disappointed that it's not like a San Pellegrino fridge or something.
Yeah,
just at the door.
There's
refresh
a giant
yourself.
Cool room that sort of looks like a frozen giant is going to step out of it or something, and
maybe
you a Conti roll.
I would love that. Conti roll and a Methyl Ethyl show.
Yeah.
It goes together like, I don't know, ham on bread.
Yeah,
sure.
That's good. Yeah, I could get down with that.
Mm. You've got one more show for Perth Festival. It's happening tonight, and then you're, it feels weird to say this, heading off to the rest of the country to play some shows.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Tentatively, but I'm sure it'll happen. Before I let you go, I was just doing some digging this morning, sort of looking around some of the press that's been happening for this record, mm-hmm. and I noticed that you did a Reddit AMA.
Yeah.
That, like, Reddit terrifies me. How did you feel just sitting on the other end waiting for those questions to start pouring in?
Oh, you know what? It was often I feel inept doing doing things like that, feel like I'm out of touch, but really it was actually something that felt really natural, and it was really, really lovely.
Yeah.
And that's what's become such a such a huge part of continuing to work on this project is talking with people who care about it. Mm. And that's pretty special, you know, to really, I don't know, be able to give answers to questions that people even have about things
yeah.
that I've made. It's a weird thing. I'm sitting in my house, you know, typing furiously. Yeah, it was really great. I really like connecting in that way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lots of those people knew like heaps and heaps of intimate details about the yeah. records and had really, really specific questions. True believers.
Yeah, it's nice as well. There's a couple of people, you know, in places around the world who we've sort of, you sort of build a bit of a relationship with and say, hey, how's it going kind of thing. So yeah,
so
it's
good.
It's a weird and wonderful job.
For sure. We're going to hear from the record right now, Kids on Holiday. Jake Webb, thank you so much for coming back to Breakfast. It's been really nice to have you here.
It's always, always a pleasure. And yeah, keep on being strong.
Sure.